Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm delighted you're with us this hour. Because if you weren't, I could be talking to myself, and that would be dreadful. So I want to welcome everybody coast to coast who's listening now. And I want to remind you that every show is podcast at travelers411.com for 52 weeks after it broadcasts. And you can download it and take us with you. And you can subscribe to the podcast free. So no excuse not to listen. And a special hello to all of you who I know write to me all the time and tell me that you download this show and Travelers 411, my Saturday show. And that you, I keep you company going to and from work every day. That is so cool. So thank you for that. And I'm thinking of you. And Travel with Stephanie Abrams, also podcast 52 weeks. So go to travelers411.com and you can subscribe to the podcast, download them. While you're there, have a look at our directory. We create a directory for every guest, and that will lead you to the archived audio for every guest, to the links to the relevant websites associated with the guests. It's very cool. And at sabrams.com, you'll find the show notes for every show. On the homepage, you'll see in the right-hand sidebar a dark blue box with a header, on-air quick links for both shows. So you can click on the line for archive shows and pick a date, time of year, whatever. If you want something specific, go into the search box at travelers411.com or sabrams.com and put in the destination, the name of the person, the name of the place, the name of the brand. If we've ever interviewed anybody that has anything to do with that, you're going to get links to the archived audio and lots of other stories and features and photos and all kinds of good stuff. And at sabrams.com, we feature the show notes, or at least the list of guests, for about the last 2 to 3 months. So you can scroll down, and if you missed a show in the last couple of weeks or whatever, you can go catch up. And I think that's very cool. And you'll also find, under Travel with Stephanie Abrams in that dark blue box, the on-air quick links box, there's a place to click between wherever you are in the world, start counting from East Coast time, forward or backward, and between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., Sunday night, so count backwards across America and into Hawaii, Asia, wherever, which is Hawaii part of America. I didn't mean that to sound like we were forgetting about them. But they're, you know, behind us by like twice the distance from in time from East Coast to West Coast in the, on the mainland. And if you're listening to us in some island in the Atlantic like Bermuda or the Azores or up there in Iceland, hi all y'all, just count forward and you can tune in. It gets harder when you're going across the Atlantic because when we go on the air at 6 o'clock, it's already 11 o'clock at night in Ireland and the UK. It's already midnight on the continent of Europe. It's 1 o'clock in the morning in Athens and most of Greece. So, you know, unless you're a night owl, or an insomniac, or you just landed someplace on the other side of the Atlantic in the last few days and you're upside down in the time zones, probably it would be a stretch for you to listen live. And that's why we've got the podcast and the archived audio. So make sure you check it out. This hour, I am so excited about who our guests are. Because, you know, I do my travel fairy godmother mission. And I assist in getting people to places they either would like to go or they didn't even realize they wanted to go there. But I'll make sure it happens. In this case, this is a couple. I have spoken with the wife in the couple. Her name is Lana. Her husband's name is Sterling. Their last name is Z as in zebra. And Lana contacted me and said she wanted to go away in September. Now, this was back in like April, I want to say, or maybe May. And I asked her what she had in mind. And she said she thought she wanted to go to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And I wrote her back and said, I don't know if that's the best choice for September because that's the height of hurricane season. Can you imagine if I just ignored my response and went ahead? Good grief. Her trip would have never happened. Not this year, anyway. And we can only hope for the reconstruction of the U.S. Virgin Islands to a point where tourism matters again. But at the moment, I gave her a really good answer. And so I said, well, you know, what are you interested in? And let's talk about that. And based on what she had to say, I said the perfect destination is Ireland. That's no surprise to you, by the way, is it? All of you listen all the time. Because Ireland is a place, no matter what your interest, you will connect with it on steroids in Ireland. And so Alana and Sterling Z have just come back, and I'll bet they were called Lana and Sterling Z while they were in Ireland. They've just come back from Ireland and a couple of days added on in Boston and in Hull, Massachusetts, all of which the Stephanie Abrams Travel Fairy Godmother had a very big hand in. And so we're going to talk with them right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The BSO's 137th season presents Berlioz at Symphony Hall in Boston with Charles Dutoit, conductor, Susan Graham, mezzo-soprano, Paul Groves, tenor, David Kravitz, baritone, and more, including the Tanglewood Festival Chorus on Friday, October 27th at 1:30 p.m. at Boston Symphony Hall. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
On the line with me from somewhere near Dallas, Texas, I have Lana and Sterling Z. And they've just come back from an experience in Ireland and in Boston. Part of Boston is very much like Ireland as well. There are a couple streets in Boston that look exactly like Dublin, old Dublin, and there's even a tavern there in Boston called Dirty Nellie's. It's spelled differently from the Dirty Nellie's right next to Bunratty Castle in County Clare. Looks nothing like it. It's not spelled like it, but, you know, at least people feel a connection when they see the name Dirty Nellie's. So how was the trip, kids?
Fabulous.
Oh, my gosh, so much fun.
So let's start at the beginning, and it's good to meet you, Sterling. You and I have never spoken.
It's good to meet you, too. I want to thank you for everything you did for us also.
Oh, believe me, it was my pleasure. And I'm so hard. The most important thing I did for you is not allowing, you know, sometimes even travel agents have a tough time sometimes when a client comes in and says, I want to go here and I want to stay there. And the agent knows that's probably not a good idea. Either because of time of year, location, recent history, things that have been happening wherever. And, you know, far too many times people seek out consultants, whether they're accountants or lawyers or doctors or travel agents, for advice, and then choose to completely ignore the advice they've sought out. It just, you know, I used to be the second in command of a huge franchise company. And people would come to us to buy a franchise because they knew nothing about business and they knew nothing about the travel industry and they needed our expertise. And the minute they signed the agreement, you could watch the fangs grow from their teeth and the nails grow on their hands into these kind of Frankenstein monsters who knew everything. And whatever you had to tell them, oh, no, no, you couldn't be right. It's like, you know, why did you people come here to buy a franchise? You're going to ignore everything. And everybody who's in the franchise business, everybody in the franchise business or as a consultant to anybody anywhere knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's a crazy thing that happens. Happily, you are not so dug into the idea of going to St. Thomas in September that, you know, I was able to dissuade you from your own thoughts. So bravo for, you know, your willingness.
Thank you for saving us. That would have ruined the birthday trip. And
whose birthday was it?
Lana's birthday.
You know, Lana, you never told me you were having a birthday.
Yeah.
You sneaky devil. You sneaky devil, because you know I would have had everybody everywhere you were party you to pieces.
Well, that's what I didn't want.
Oh, Lord. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back talking with Lana and Sterling Z. We're going to find out about their trip to Ireland and their visit in Boston and in Hull, Massachusetts, after these important messages. So pay close attention. Don't leave me.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home I started, left the girls and two were nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smothered enough to reap the corn and leaf where I was born. Got a stout my card, the Banish ghost and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues to rot the love of the bogs and frighten all the dogs on the rocky road.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only pub Bunnelobby. What's a pub Bunnelobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing "Oh Danny Boy" with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pub Bunnelobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
In Glacamora.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, barely back from Ireland and Boston, are Lana and Sterling Z, who live near Dallas. And I assisted in making their way on a special trip. And they spent about 6 days and five nights in Ireland and 3 days and two nights in Boston and Hull, Massachusetts. And I wanted to get them on the air to talk about their trip. So you landed in Dublin. And your first hotel was the Spencer in Dublin. And it's a place I love. Did you like that hotel?
Absolutely. The Spencer was off the charts. It was fabulous.
What made it special?
Everything about Spencer, the people were very, very accommodating and nice. We got there very early in the morning. They accommodated us before our room was ready. The food was fabulous. The bed was comfortable. The hotel itself is just nice. It's in a great area, close to public transportation. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, you walk out the front door of the Spencer, make a right turn to the corner, and you make, as I remember, and then you make another right turn, I think, and there's the Lewis. And the Lewis looks like something, some 25th century train. It's so modern and sleek. And did you make sure that you got your ticket before you got on the Lewis, or did you get on the Lewis and risk not having a ticket?
We were fortunate. Everybody there in Ireland is very nice. A young lady walked us through what we needed to do to purchase a ticket, so we were in the know.
Well, that's a good thing because, you know, sometimes people, even when they know, decide they're going to get on without a ticket. And I want to tell you, there is a very stiff penalty if you get caught without a ticket on the Lewis. So it's really important that you get yourself a ticket. And it's a lovely way to get around, and it really truly is very convenient to the hotel. And that's a very lively place. Did you find that in the evening when you came back, their lobby bar was hopping?
We couldn't find a place to sit.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. I'm not surprised. It's like the watering hole for the locals. And that section of town in Dublin where the Spencer is the financial district. So at the end of the day comes, all these people pile out of all those buildings, and some of them are American brand companies that are operating there in Dublin. I think one of the reasons that, aside from the fact that you got really skilled, really trained people in Ireland, and everybody speaks English, at least we think they do until we start the conversation, and what we're saying does not mean the same thing to them. Did you fall upon any of that? Did you use any words that everybody cracked up?
Not really. Pronunciation of a couple of the cities, though, we would get a what? What?
Like Hope. I was pronouncing Hope House, and they were like, what? So I had to spell it, and they went, oh, Hope. I was like, oh.
Right. It's Hote is spelled H-O-W-T-H. It looks right. Like health.
Right.
It's pronounced like the word oat, like oat cereal or oats that a horse would eat with an H in front. So it's pronounced Hote. But, you know, it's no different. In New York, if you arrived in New York and you looked at a city plan or a map or whatever, and you wanted to go to a street that you would recognize as Houston Street, nobody would know what you're talking about because in New York City, that's Houston Street. So, you know, we're not the only ones, and neither are the Irish, that have a market cornered on strange pronunciation of things you expect to be something else. But in any event, so when you are in the first day you arrived, and again, you arrived very early in the morning coming from Texas, did you make a connection somewhere?
We had a short flight into Boston and then went directly into Dublin. I think we arrived at 5 or 6 a.m.
Yeah, it was still, that's normal.
It was raining.
Yeah, but that's normal. And so you must have pretty much collapsed by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We did. We were in bed.
Yeah, that's a smart way to get over jet lag, by the way. You stay up till about 2, have a nice lunch before you go to your room, maybe, you know, shower, jump into bed. You're going to be sleeping before your head hits the pillow, and have an alarm for 6 p.m. or 6:30. So you have like little nap, and then you get up and you go out for dinner and you take a little walk around and you come back to your hotel. Maybe have a drink or hang out in the lobby, meet some people to have a chat here or there. You know, Irish people are very friendly, so you can do that, and then go to sleep by 11. And that way you'll get up 7-8 o'clock in the morning and be right on European time. Well, at least
that's
Irish.
Exactly what we did. Yep, yeah, perfect.
So
exactly.
What did you do between the time you arrived at the hotel, other than checking in, and 2 o'clock in the afternoon when jet lag took over your body?
Well, we had an adventure. We just put the backpack on and hit the streets. We love just kind of soaking it in and did a little shopping. And
walked along the river.
Some photographs.
The River Liffey.
Yes,
I was doing a USA Today crossword puzzle, and I ripped them out and saved them forever till I'm on a flight or something. So I've got a million crossword puzzles to do while I'm traveling. So I don't know how long ago it was because I don't keep the date of when this crossword puzzle appeared, but it's not all that long ago that there was a question in the crossword puzzle, and the clue was. The river that runs through Dublin. And I wondered, you know, how many people that either aren't Irish or never been to Ireland would know it's the Liffey. But hey, so you'll know the next time it's in a crossword puzzle, everybody. So when you went shopping, did you go to Grafton Street or you just stopped in along the way at places that were cute?
Places that looked interesting. I think we ended up at O'Connell.
Oh, on O'Connell Street, of course. Do you know who O'Connell Street is named for?
Who's that?
There's the tragedy of going to Dublin and not finding out about the history of Ireland. It's named for Daniel O'Connell. And Daniel O'Connell, O'Connell Street is, what can I compare it to? I'm going to compare it to Broadway in New York City. It's not a street like Fifth Avenue or Park Avenue or Madison Avenue, but it's a big commercial shopping street with lots of lanes in both directions. And then the Lewis runs along O'Connell Street. And if you go, unfortunately, I got to get you back to Ireland. You have to go to Glasnevin Cemetery. You didn't get to do that on this trip, did you?
No, we didn't hit that one.
Okay. It's about 10 minutes. You take a taxi. It's about 10 minutes outside of Dublin town. Now it's like, you know, downtown Dublin where all the hustle and bustle is. And the tomb of Daniel O'Connell and also Michael Collins. Eamon De Valera, Brendan Behan. If you don't know these people, go look them up. But Michael O'Connor, Michael Collins and Eamon De Valera were, go see the film, Michael Collins, people. Go get the film. You get a quick history into the emergence of the Republic of Ireland as an independent country. And But Daniel O'Connell was a great friend of Frederick Douglass in the mid-1800s, and his grave is in Glasnevin Cemetery, and there's a fabulous visitor center there. And the visitor center tells you the whole story, because it's like Père Lachaise Cemetery or going to Arlington Cemetery. I mean, you've got people there that tell the history of the country just by their tombstones. Stay with me.
And does he walk away?
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrow Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call an NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
As I was going over the far famed Kerry Mountains, I met with
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have on the line with us Lana and Sterling Z. They live in Texas, and they just came back from an almost week-long trip in Ireland and a couple of nights in Massachusetts, one night in Boston and one night out at the beach at Nantasket Beach Resort, which is about 30 minutes outside of downtown Boston, and you'd think you're in Bermuda. Love that place. So, Lana and Sterling, the second day, what did you do when you were in Dublin?
Well, we got up and had a fabulous breakfast at the Spencer. It was good. Interesting bacon, very different from here in the States.
Oh, yeah. Their bacon is sort of, it's somewhere between ham, a slice of ham and Canadian bacon. You know, it's not like our bacon. And, you know, if you're expecting our bacon, you might be disappointed. But if you put in your mind, this is the one of the breakfast meats they serve at breakfast, and just eat it, you'll find it's very good. But it's just different.
It complemented the chocolate croissant.
Oh, my gosh.
Very nicely.
How about that? So what'd you do after breakfast on the second day?
Oh, I think we again threw the backpack on our shoulder, and we headed to Temple Bar and just had a little walking tour through there, Trinity College, Irish Whiskey Museum.
Did you go to the Book of Kells at Trinity College?
Well, we didn't actually make it in to see the book, but we still strolled through the campus and soaked in it a bit. There was a...
Freshers. Yeah. It was Freshers Day, so the campus had a ton of recruiting new freshers into the college.
Freshmen, the clubs were all...
They call them freshers?
Yeah.
Okay, and instead of freshmen.
Probably not on the way to Book of Kells and never made it.
Okay, listen. I want you to start a list now of what you need to see when you go back to Ireland. You have to go back to Trinity College, go pay the admission to see the Book of Kells exhibit. It's worth your time. And make sure too many people do the Book of Kells and then they leave, not realizing you've got to follow the sign that says this way to the library. Because the library that's there right next to where the Book of Kells exhibit ends, you go right to the library area, is the most incredible experience in a library you're ever going to have. I forget who the architect was. Go look it up, people. But it used to be in like, first of all, every first edition of English antiquity books is in that library. You've got first edition Chaucer and Shakespeare and name it. It's in that library. And what happened was they built the library onto Trinity College, and it had all these books. And then there were more books and more books. They didn't know what to do with them. So the architect came in and raised the roof, built a second level with like, it's like an atrium down the middle. So you, when you go upstairs, you're looking down at downstairs with this domed roof. And you go past the showcases and you're looking at first edition Chaucer and Shakespeare. And I want to tell you, anybody that, you know, enjoys the English language, interested in literature, it will blow your mind. So that's number one on the list of things you have to do next time. So then you took off for the Irish Whiskey Museum. Did you go in?
We did.
How was that experience?
It's right
around the corner from Trinity College. When you come out of Trinity College and you walk around to the left, there it is, right on the corner. So it's convenient. What'd you like best about the Irish Whiskey Museum?
well, we learned a lot. lot of history. We learned, you know, they talked about the famine and, you know, how Irish whiskey almost or became extinct, actually, because of Scotch. And yeah, then Scotch and then came back. And now, you know, after the famine, the country still hasn't gotten back to the 8 million people that it was, but they expect to within the next 5 years. So we learned a lot of history there that was very interesting.
Well, that's very industrious, considering there's about 4 million people there now. So doubling the population in 5 years. I guess they're going to put out a law banning televisions in bedrooms, because I don't know how they're going to do that in 5 years.
Well, a lot of distilleries, something like 20-something distilleries, and yeah,
a real explosion in the Irish whiskey market, I guess.
Okay, so do you know the difference between whiskey spelled W-H-I-S-K-Y and W-H-I-S-K-E-Y?
Ireland added it so they would be better.
If it's got an E in it, it refers specifically to Irish whiskey. And if there's no E in it, it is used specifically for single malt scotch, you know, single malt liquor, which we refer to as scotch. And a lot of people don't know that. In fact, we were just at the Woodstock Inn, a fabulous place in Vermont. And part of Rock Resorts people, which was founded by John D. Rockefeller. And they have this menu that is all single malt liquor. It's all scotch. And it goes on for pages in their bar. But the heading at the top says whiskey, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y. So I called the general manager, an awfully nice fellow, and I said, listen, you get the kind of clientele that knows the difference. You need to have somebody correct your menu that you put out in this beautiful book of things you can order from their bar, because it's all scotch and it should be spelled without the E. He wasn't aware of that. Many people aren't aware of it, but those who know will look at it and say, oops, you made a mistake. And in a place that's as perfect as the Woodstock Inn, there should be absolutely no reason for anybody to point out an imperfection, because the place is glorious. So, all right. So now, that night, the second night you were there, I organized a special dinner for you. You want to talk about where it was?
Chocadero. That was my birthday dinner. It was fabulous. Oh, my gosh. I had salmon that night. The salmon was the most freshest, moist, tastiest salmon I ever had. And Sterling, you had?
I had some lamb chops. Everything was very tasty, very filling. You know, and it was very quaint, and, you know, I would call it five star, but, it was just homely. Everybody was very kind. Nobody was snooty there. Our waiter was great.
That's typically really Irish. Great. That's typically Irish. Talk a little bit about the decor in Trocadero.
Comfortable, dark, very classy.
It was very Art Nouveau and modern decor. Very, very.
It always
good feeling to it. Great vibe.
Yeah, it always makes me feel like I've just stepped into a Victorian Valentine, because they have banquettes, you know, the kinds of booths that are rounded with the table in front of you, kind of, you know, around you, and they're in red velvet, and it feels, you know, very Victorian, and the walls are almost covered with framed photos of actors who have performed at the Abbey Theater and the Peacock, which is the downstairs part of the Abbey Theater. And the Abbey Theater is one of those historic theaters that, you know, goes back forever. And, you know, George Bernard Shaw plays would have been performed there when the man was first writing them and introducing them. So, I mean, a very cool place. I'm glad that, you know, we were able to do that. You had a special experience on the third day, because I don't know what the reason is, Sterling. I'm hoping to get you over it. But if there's no, you know, serious reason why you shouldn't be driving outside the country, you really need to bite the bullet and, you know, organize yourself to be driving around, because the only real way to see the rest of Ireland, you know, if you really want to go places and stay on your own schedule, is to have a car at your disposal. But since you didn't want to drive, I really felt it was important to get you out of Dublin to see some of the rest of Ireland. And so I put you guys on Ireland Rail Tours first class for a day trip that started at 7 o'clock in the morning, didn't end till 9:30 at night, and if everything went on time, and took you from Dublin to Limerick by train so you could see some of the countryside going by the windows. Get on a motor coach in Limerick to go out with the group of people on that train to the Cliffs of Moher, spend some time there, go through the Burren to Galway, have time in Galway and dinner in Galway, and then hop the train at 7 o'clock at night to be back in Dublin by 9:30 p.m. So that gave you a chance to visit, to pass through Meath and Westmeath and, well, not Meath, but Westmeath and Offaly and Limerick and Clare and Galway and work your way back to Dublin. So we're going to take a quick break and come back and find out about your experience on the day trip Ireland Rail Tours first class.
I made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering durum do durum da. Quack fall da daddy o, quack fall da daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went unto my chamber all for the time.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls, and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Lana and Sterling Z. They live in Texas, and they came to my attention that they could use the assistance of Stephanie Abrams' travel fairy godmother in planning a special holiday for them. And we settled on Ireland and Boston. There's a combination that works. And they're just back and giving us an update. So you were on the Ireland Rail Tours first class for the day trip that gives you an opportunity to see all kinds of parts of Ireland. You know what I didn't want to happen, Lana and Sterling? I didn't want you to be like the people that have been to New York City and they, you ask, how was your trip? And they say, oh, it was wonderful. We had a great time, but I wouldn't want to live there. And, you know, I wouldn't want to live in New York. And, you know, the question is, what do you mean? You wouldn't want to live in Times Square? You know, we understand that. Nobody lives in Times Square. You know, it's ridiculous. But sometimes, you know, people visit a place and they think it's like that story about the blind man and the elephant. You know, he touched the elephant's trunk and asked to describe blindfolded, or he was a blind person. And so without sight, touching the elephant's trunk, he thought he described an elephant as a snake. So if you only go to Dublin and you think you've seen Ireland, I'm here to tell you, you really have missed a whole lot. And that's why I really felt compelled to get you out into the countryside and into the other counties, or at least, you know, four or five other counties that you would go through on the train. How was the train experience?
Well, I want to touch on that. We actually would move to Ireland. It was just so beautiful. We actually looked into real estate there. How much is it? Because we just fell in love with Ireland, and I'm glad you put us through the different counties. Our first stop on the Ireland rail tours first class was at Bunratty Castle, and that was pretty cool to go through.
Absolutely. Amazing history, warring families taking the castle back from each other, and it was not what I had in mind as far as a castle would be. A really interesting place to visit. The train ride was great to see the countryside. It was lush, green.
And then you got out to the cliffs of Moher.
Yes, that was. We had a blustery day for that. We actually went there first before lunch because they were expecting rain, and I'm really glad we did because it started raining right as we were leaving. But that is gorgeous. The cliffs of Moher are just absolutely beautiful.
You know, I gave you Catherine Webster's name. Did you see her while you were there? She's the executive director, but you know she's leaving. I have to catch up with her, and she may already be gone at this point because I think it might have been October 1st that was her the date she was leaving. So I have to go track her down. But did you get a chance to meet her when you were there?
Unfortunately, we didn't. No,
we went in a shot. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is. Okay, and then you got on to Galway and. Took the train back. So that's a long day, isn't it?
It was a long day. It was great. We got to see so much of the country, though. The bus ride was great. The driver was very informative.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a great tour. And then learning the history and, geez, the plight of the Irish people.
Well, you see, that's the thing that always impresses me. When you really know the history of the Irish people, going back to the occupation starting with the Normans and over 800 years of occupation and oppression by the British and everything else that's gone on in Ireland. And frankly, it wasn't a famine. It was a starvation because while there were people starving, there were something like 80,000 tons of potatoes being shipped from County Cork to the UK. But people in Ireland were starving. So, you know, the food was there. It just wasn't being shared. So it was more like a starvation. And when you learn about the horrors and the hardships and the sacrifices and families being broken up because of, you know, people feeling compelled to get on a ship and try their luck at getting to the other side of the Atlantic without dying on the ship, which happened far too often, you would think that the Irish people would be the most miserable sons of guns on the planet with sour, dour faces and just mean old characters because of their history. And yet, I think to a large degree, their faith and humor carried them through centuries. And and so, you know, it's even more amazing that they're such lovable critters. So I want to get on to you. The fourth day, you left Dublin and you checked in at Fitzpatrick Castle in Killiney in County Dublin. Did you feel like a princess?
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm in this beautiful castle. Fitzpatrick Castle was beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. And Killiney, where it was located, was close to some other little places and close to Bono's house and
Inyo's castle.
Yeah.
You know, the beach. We threw the backpack on again, grabbed the camera, walked through a beautiful park and ended up down on the beach.
Well, you know, if you walk on that beach and you happen to be passing Bono's house, you just might see him there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen him.
Yeah.
But the beach gorgeous. And that day, I think it got into the 80s. It was absolutely perfect for that day.
Yeah. Well, the fall is stunning in Ireland. But even people play golf in Ireland 12 months a year. Their winters are nothing like our winters. So I want to push through real quick. We literally have a minute. After you left Fitzpatrick Castle, oh, wait, you took that chauffeur-driven tour.
That Adams and Butler chauffeur tour was amazing. We went to Wicklow and saw the Power Court Falls and Gardens. That was amazing. We went to
Glendalough. It was a monastic settlement and graveyard.
Yeah, founded by Kevin, who later became a saint. So all of you people named Kevin, that's who you're named for. You got to go visit Glendalough. That's like the heartland. And it's only, I don't know what, half an hour, 40 minutes from Fitzpatrick Castle.
Very close. The driver was great. The car was lovely, too.
And that driver, he was amazing. He gave us a lot of history, more history even. He was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, so go check him out, people. If you're looking for quality sightseeing, customized for what you want, check out Adams and Butler, and it's adamsandbutler.com if I'm not mistaken. But go Google, you'll get it. All right, we have to go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to carry you over into the next hour. So stay with me, everybody, because I got to hear what happened when you got to Boston. Well, we're coming back on the other side of the news. We're flying high. Fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.